Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday night here in Florida.
It is. Well, it stormed a lot this afternoon, unbelievably, but now it's clear and nice.
Because I live in Animal Kingdom, there was a snake by my front door last
night.
No
way.
We went and took our dog for the walk, but I had to, like, make it short, you know, and we just went to the corner because of the rain and all. We came back, and there was a snake by the front door.
Wow.
That's not fun.
It was saying hi.
Yeah, he was saying something, but I don't think it was hi. I don't know about that.
This is Florida. We have snakes.
So horrible, so horrible. I want to tell everybody we're going to be doing mini angel readings tonight, so if you want to call in and get a reading, you can dial us in at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. See, that's kind of like a partner thing. We got the number. We don't, either one of us know the whole number. It's kind of sad. We don't even, honestly, after how, we're doing this 2 years now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And we don't know how to dial into the show.
No, I do.
You do?
I do.
I don't know.
I remember it now. Don't you notice I don't ask you anymore?
You're right, because you always used to say, now, what's that?
That went on for a year and a half, but
well,
yeah.
I'm very, very impressed.
I know. See, I learned something.
I know. I think you did. I'm really proud of you. And I've got a very sick daughter tonight. I thought she had the flu. I took her to the doctor. Do you know they can take a test now by sticking like a Q-tip up your nose?
Mm-hmm.
And they check to see if you have the flu. And they said she has a sinus infection and a earache.
You mean an ear infection?
An ear infection and a sinus infection.
Because I was going to say an earache is not
now,
exactly
earache,
a diagnosis.
She has an earache, but she had an ear infection and a sinus infection.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. It's,
yeah. You know, and you run high fevers with that stuff, but it'll be, by tomorrow, she'll be fine.
I know. Well, it's true. It should be fine, but let me tell you something. Before Grace logs in, I got something for you to see, because this will just blow your mind. Let me see. Here, wait. You're going to love this one. Okay, here we go. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
I have to talk about this quick. An Everglades airboat operator has been charged with illegally feeding an alligator. Why? Because when he did, it bit his right hand off.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's crazy. What is this? Everybody is eating people and eating dogs and
poor
things.
Guy is 63 years old, and he was arrested Friday on a misdemeanor charge in Fort Myers, because he works at Captain Doug's Small Airport Tours in Everglades, Florida.
Wow, do they talk like that down there?
No, I was watching Honey Boo Boo when it just stuck. Now you're going to have, like, subtitles under the radio show. It'll be in the chat room subtitles. We'll be talking like Honey Boo Boo.
And, you know, I could understand all of them.
Disturbed me.
It is kind of disturbing.
I don't know how many people out there are watching this Honey Boo Boo show. Now,
well, and I watched it for the first time.
Tonight. I said, you just give me 20 minutes to show you. I took all the commercials. We zoomed through them. I had to show her because I had heard about it. And, you know, when you hear about it from so many people, you're like, okay, this can't be as outrageous. It's like watching a train wreck.
It is. It's fascinating because
and
these people are just, you know.
So disturbing. Okay? It's so disturbing on so many levels. And the other night, her daughter had her baby at 17, and the mama, June, I call her something else, but the mama, June, she says she doesn't have 8 chins, she only has 5, and that is accurate.
Well, they look
that
like one big giant chin.
There were many levels.
She's a large
woman. She's like
an
onion.
She's a large woman, and you know what? There are people that are large out there, but it's just that...
And there's nothing wrong with it.
No, but
so, I mean,
these people eat more junk food than I've ever seen.
That's the thing that I said. You know, when kids are watching this who are at home and unfortunately using TV as a replacement for socialization, and they see that these people go to auctions to save money and buy nothing but junk food.
Right.
And their idea of a fun time is to go to the convenience store. Now, I will tell you, and this is true, because you know what it made me think of? In Maine, when we go up there for vacation, there's like a hunting, like it's like a little general store.
Uh-huh.
My girls love to take the ATVs, and we would ride, all of us, ride over there. And once you get there, what do? You get something.
Get
right?
something to eat. What
we
else is there to do?
We always got a snack of some kind. We often had lunch there. They had like the best.
Right.
You know, little, I don't, you know those, you know, little sandwiches
and
stuff? But it was like, I mean, I was thinking about that. I'm thinking, it's really good we don't have a place like that here.
Well, we have many convenience stores,
yeah,
but
it's
not
different.
Like you're going there just for some place to go because, you know, we live in Central Florida. There's a million things to do
all
down here.
Over. And she said, it's June from Honey Boo Boo. Said, it's summertime. I got to get something for my kids to do for the summer. Otherwise, Chubkins, what's her name?
Oh, they're
going to
run the streets.
Yeah, well, she said she'll be running the town.
Yeah.
But, oh, my gosh. And they have subtitles because you don't understand what they're saying. It's just the most bizarre show. So, anyway, that's why I'm talking like that. But, yeah, let's see, Grace, I don't think she's in yet, so we can finish.
So, why can't you say this around Grace?
Because Grace would never come to Florida ever. She wouldn't even put a toe in the water.
Oh, pshaw. You know, the thing is, for as many stories as you read,
yeah,
it's really not much.
It's sad. And then 3 weeks ago, an alligator bit off the lower right arm of a teenager swimming in the Kalahatchie. How come I can't say that?
Oh, no.
And I'm reading it. It's not like I'm doing it from memory. That's sad. Okay, this is, like, sad, and we can't let Grace know. So where does
okay.
it go?
To the shredder.
To the shredder. Okay, that is one less story that we will have to read about and see. If Grace calls in, I can say, I don't remember, I shredded it. Okay, nobody tell Grace. Okay, all right, now, she probably already psychically knows.
And that could very well be.
The jig is up.
But,
Jay.
You know, these stories are kind of on the Internet, too.
I know. Well, they are. They're all over the Internet. I just thought that was just so bizarre. I'm like, it just happened.
That's
all
crazy.
Because apparently, not only are we heading towards the ascension, but apparently our goal is to take all alligators off the face of the earth.
Is it mating season right now?
Actually, I think last month was mating season.
Oh. Because that's usually when the alligators get really aggressive.
But, you know, let's face it. How many alligators have you seen in all the years in Florida that carry a calendar? So they don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh.
I know. It's so ridiculous. Now, we're going to go ahead and start taking callers here. Again, the call-in number is 323-679-0882. And tonight, you know, of course, I know, I'm sure a lot of people are aware of this, and I mean, I would think a lot of people are aware of it. Is the first debate is on tonight?
I know,
and
I wasn't
know,
even aware of it.
The presidential debate. It's going to be really interesting because I think, you know, people are going to get to see, you know, Romney and Obama, and they're going to
square off.
Well,
the election is what, a month away?
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because I think everybody is expecting tonight because Romney has said, here's the problem, because I don't want to talk politics per se.
No, because everyone has their opinion.
Right, and I won't go there. But I can say this: it would appear that Obama when he talks using techniques used in hypnosis, whether he does it knowingly or not. But he does.
I'm sure it's knowingly.
Yeah, I would think it's
because he's a very intelligent man.
Yeah, and so he uses techniques that we use when we do hypnosis. See, and
that's a weird accent you just.
That's the way. That's if you listen. That's kind of like Anna. You know what we're trying to do here. I mean, you listen to him. That's what he does.
He doesn't have an accent.
He has a little accent, but he talks. He talks like he's doing hypnosis. And when
he's a good speaker.
He's a very, very good speaker, but he kind of puts people in that alpha trance, you know?
And you're like,
that alpha state, yeah.
I'm so tired.
And Romney, I think, is very, very intelligent, but I think he doesn't know how to be political, so
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be, I mean, I'm not going to say, but I hope he doesn't get trounced tonight, Romney, because I would very much like people to hear both sides. And in saying that, I also want to say that that you know if we don't have a lot of callers coming in tonight, we may just make those calls.
Because I imagine a lot of people are going to watch it.
I imagine they would because you can understand that. You know, I mean, it could be very interesting. So let's go to our first caller. What do you
okay.
say?
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, so our first caller is calling in from area code 205 with an exchange of 540. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello. My name is Robbie.
Robbie, and is that with Robbie?
That's right.
Okay, that's now what's your may I ask what your first real given name is?
That's it, Robbie.
That's it. Robbie. Uh-huh. Now, that is unusual. You don't hear that very often, do you?
No, I was supposed to be in Robert Randall, but things didn't come out just right, so they named me Robbie.
Well, and you know what's really nice? You have a beautiful feminine voice. Now, if you had, you know, some women do have lower voices, you know, where they sound like this, then no one would know whether you were sir or ma'am, but there's never a question there. Absolutely not. So are you calling from Alabama?
Yes.
I only know that from the phone exchange. How can I help you this evening?
I wanted you to look into my relationship with a man named Jim and see if you can tell me where this is going.
Jim. Okay, let me just take a look and tell you what I do see. The one thing I'm going to tell you is that the angels are saying to me, There is a connection. Was there some activity that you two either met at or are doing now?
We're just close friends, but I want it to go into more than that. He kind of keeps me at a friend's level.
Mm-hmm. But isn't there activities that you two have done together?
Oh, yeah. We go places, do things. I help him around his house, and he's always giving me stuff, and our lives are very intertwined, but there's no romance.
But here's the thing, like, the angels keep telling me, they keep, and one angel in particular, and I won't mention who it is just yet, because I want to talk about him a little later on in the show, but he's saying, to all things there is a season, but he also, what he means by that is, I feel like Jim and you have a very close friendship, not just a friendship, a very close friendship. And you really want to take it to the next level, but he's really happy at the level it's at. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the other thing the angel is telling me is that you are truly happy when you spend time with him, and they're telling me you spend quite a bit of quality time with him. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. What is the thing about the envelopes? They're showing me envelopes. I have no idea what that means. Have you done something recently with envelopes, or you know what I'm talking about?
I brought him an envelope with some important papers in it.
When did you do that? Last week, okay. For some reason, they're saying that was very prominent in your relationship. What were those papers dealing with? What were they referring to?
It was a life insurance policy.
Okay. Was it yours?
It's for him because his parents just recently passed and he doesn't have any siblings. So there's no one left for him in this world. So I told him I took a policy out of myself. Because I'm all he's got. If something happened to me, I want him to have something. So
okay.
I gave it to him.
So you made him the beneficiary?
Right.
Okay. You see, this is why the angels... Are you not amazed that the angels were able to show me this? I mean, I'm always amazed. It gives me the chills, right? So they're
right.
Telling me about this envelope, that it was an important part of this relationship. You showed him exactly how you felt, okay? He is not the kind of man that is taking advantage of you, and you know it. Now,
right.
You said he has nobody else. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, he has friends, but no more family.
Okay. So does he have a life insurance policy on him?
He has children, but they are distant from him, and I'm sure that he's probably named them as beneficiary.
Oh, I'm sure he has too. But I think what the angels are saying is you have showed him in every way humanly possible that you are going to be there for him and you care about him. He's happy just the way things are. My concern, and I'm not going to tell you not to do this, okay? But my concern is that if you go and you try to make it more than what it is, you might scare him off because he's very content now.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep my distance and, you know, let him come to me as far as the relationship goes. But I'm just, my question is, will it ever change?
I think you will always be the most important person, female, in his life at this time, and you will continue to be. But do I see that the relationship will change much in the future? I'm afraid to say I personally, the angels are not showing me that it's going to change to anything more than what it is. Perhaps a deeper friendship, but that's about it.
Yeah. Okay, because I thought about asking him if we could move it to the next level.
Yeah, and the thing is, like the angels are saying, you can do that. That's certainly within your right and your free will. Do I think that it will go to the next level? I normally give hope, and I would want to say yes, but for some reason I just feel like he's firmly entrenched right where he is, and he really likes the way the relationship is. So you can definitely talk to him about it, but just be certain that it might make him feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to follow your heart, too. If you feel like the need to say this to him, I think you should.
Okay. I just think it's time, because it's been 4 years now almost.
Okay. Well, then I think it is time. But don't you think after 4 years, if he was going to make a move, he would have?
But he was very hurt in his last relationship. And I think he just doesn't want to ever get hurt again. So that's why he keeps everybody at arm's length. He's dated other girls, and it's the same thing. You know, he don't want to get anything. He wants to be friends with everybody.
Is there anything romantic between the two of you?
No. He hugs me when I leave. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that he is comfortable with the relationship the way it is, but you can certainly talk to him about it and let him know that you would be open if he's interested in going further. But what has happened when women wanted a deeper commitment or a deeper relationship with him in the past? What does he do?
Well, he's tried dating, but he is a very strong and strict religious person, and he doesn't believe in premarital sex. And then once he gets in a relationship, sometimes that comes up, and then he breaks it off because he's not interested in that.
Mhm. So don't you want? So what is your question going to be to him?
I would just want to be his girlfriend. I just want to be date him. I don't want to have a sexual relationship with him. I don't need that. But I'm also a strong Christian, and I believe in abstinence, but I just want to have some romance.
Well, I would then say follow your heart and talk to him about this. But I also want to say, I just want to put it out there, that you really can't, after 4 years, I think you pretty much know the direction this is going in.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that it's important for you to express what's in your heart, so I'm going to say to you, go ahead and say something to him if you feel the need to, and that way you won't be guessing anymore. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be my suggestion. Okay.
Okay. Oh. So by giving him the policy, you said that. What did it do to the relationship?
Well, it showed him exactly how you feel. You showed
uh-huh.
him how much he means to you. And so I think that I think you expected, now I'm going to say this, and I don't want you to be offended by this. I think
okay.
that by you doing that, you expected some kind of something from him in reciprocation. Didn't you expect it would somehow elevate your relationship to another level?
Of course, I always hope that things I do will help, but I was really had his interest at heart when I did that. I really did.
No,
I mean,
I
always
truly believe you do.
I'm always hoping that things will go forward, but I didn't do it for that reason.
Mm-hmm. I know that you truly believe that with all your heart, but
mm-hmm.
but I also have to say that part of you was expecting something from him, because that, in a way, was a commitment from you. You were looking for some kind of commitment back from him, and it didn't come, so you were a little bit disappointed, right?
Probably so, yeah. I'm always disappointed when he doesn't, like, invite me over, or he'll talk to me on the phone for hours, but when it comes to spending time together, he kind of pushes me away.
Mhm.
And he calls and talks for hours, but
when it's convenient for him.
Mhm.
All I would say, one of my clients said this to me, quoted Maya Angelou, and she said, "If a person shows you who they are, believe them." And I think he's showing you what kind of relationship he wants to have with you.
Mm-hmm.
When he has nothing else to do, he does call you. I believe he means well, and that is the nature of your relationship, and that's exactly how he wants it. But you want something more, and so what happens is, because you want more, and the angels, and my one angel in particular is saying to me, you're just feeling unsatisfied now because you want more, and he's not giving it to you. So I would suggest, if it's your free will, that you do contact him and say, I'm interested in more. Are you at all interested? And then remember, he may pull away at first if he's not interested, because I truly
mm-hmm.
believe he only wants the kind of relationship he currently has with you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Listen, God bless you, and thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay. Have a good evening.
You too, now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's hard, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? I mean,
Unfortunately, when somebody just wants to be friends and you feel more than they feel, that's tough.
What do you do? How do you...
Well, unfortunately, you can't force someone to feel more than they do for you.
You can't. And if you try, you're hurting them and you're hurting yourself, right?
I mean, you have that friendship and value that friendship and,
look
elsewhere for the affection she's looking for.
That's all you can do. And Robbie, I'm going to say a prayer for you. And I'm gonna say that I know that you're a good person, and I think one of the things is you've been putting the rest of your love life on hold, waiting for this man, and I'm not so sure you should have done that. Because I think that you have to continue your own life journey. God does not want us to put our lives on hold just because, we want something so bad, and that person, we can't control that other person. That's the downside. We can't control that other person because God has a journey for all of us. And it's funny because, on that note, I want to see if I can read something to you all here that somebody just wrote, and his name is Reverend Jay. Hey, Reverend Jay. He actually is in the chat room.
Cool.
But he also writes articles, and he's also with the network of Christian Psychics, .com. You can always go and visit him there and get a reading from him and learn all about his snazzy background and everything, because he's like an encyclopedia of spiritualism. But he wrote this neat article, and it's called Psychic or Intuitive, Don't Run, Learn. And I want to read it. It's not long, but I want to read it because I think it's really interesting. And it's a lot of the questions we get asked on this show because, Robbie was just saying that she's a very religious woman and she believes in abstinence and so does Jim, and it's important to her. And I know that she's very strong in her faith. So, and I know that sometimes Christians, have a little bit of trouble. So let me read this to you. It says, I know the word brings fear to Christians, psychic or intuitive. The fear is unwarranted to some degree. I have always suggested people approaching things on the side of caution. There are many people out there who call themselves psychic, just as in the case of anything or where there are many apples, there are always some bad apples. I look to the Bible for understanding, and many can pull and cite passages in the Bible to contradict what I'm about to say. Angels have throughout all biblical history brought messages to the earth. Angels are referenced as helpers for people on earth. the utilization of angelic advice by Christians is very well documented. If Joseph had not heard from an angel, Jesus would have been born out of wedlock and never revered as our Lord and Savior. The shepherd in the field would not have known of Jesus' birth. Yes, the lowly shepherd saw and heard the voice of an angel. The heavens are full of angels waiting for anyone to call them for assistance. You can become so good at calling your angels, miracles can happen before your eyes. You can rebuke any unhealthy or demon soul in Jesus' name, and it must obey. So if you're ever unsure if you're getting information not from the angelic realm, just rebuke all evil and demons right before you in the name of Jesus. Have them leave and be cast into the light of Jesus, be cast into the light of Christ. When we hear that soothsayers and witches and psychics call in the dark energies, they might be calling dark energies or low energies, and you don't want to be seeking help from low energies or from energies that are not from the angelic realm. Angels are what the Bible states to be, are ministers to the ones who will inherit salvation. Angels work for God, and he says, I only convey what is brought to me from the angels through me. People call me psychic, but I am not psychic. I am a message bearer. I am a message bearer. I want to say that clearly. I do not see the future. The angels do. And the information is from the angels. Everyone can talk to angels and see and hear angels. It takes a lot of practice, and you must be on the path to salvation, honoring God and his son in divine servitude. I do not conjure spells, and I think that's important because no one who ever has anything to do with the show would. I do not conjure spells, he says. I do not work with low energies. I only talk with and hear and see from my Christ consciousness and convey with absolute love for Jesus messages he wishes me to convey. Do I hear directly from Jesus sometimes? Do I prepare and cleanse myself before trying to obtain information? I always prepare with prayer, humbly and with gratitude, and cleanse myself. I am intuitive. I have worked hard to discover myself and the road I am taking towards my salvation. I am grounded in the love of Jesus, and he is my Savior. I live and teach from my biblical understanding. I give angelic guidance and do healing of illness or dis-ease. I have much success with it. He goes on to say, I think everyone is intuitive. I think everyone can help people with illnesses. And I think people have such a strong minds that they can make changes that can be scientifically proven with just thought. In the old days, they became saints. Once unexplained or exceptional healings were proven, that's what happens. When you commit to service or to be and serve on every level for and out of love, your God, the God on high, the road to salvation falls before you to follow. And in closing, he says, I call it working with God through you, and it is to convey whatever you are given in message. It is to share unconditionally love. It is to share unconditional love. It is to walk in the light of Christ and commit to trying to be as light. It starts when you choose, and it may be just as simple as sharing a smile at first. Be love always, Reverend Jay.
That's really nice.
Isn't that? It was so beautiful, and I normally would not, I don't read like that on the air normally, but I found it to be such a beautifully written piece, and such a, it came such
what
from the heart.
It was from the heart, that's what I said.
His pen was guided by angels when he wrote it, and I think it makes it easier for people. Because so many times people of certain specific religions feel guilty because they do believe intuition.
Right.
They do believe that the angels give messages. But then they're thinking, but is it wrong because of what it says in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it can be very, very, very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
That is. That's great. I love that.
Yeah. So Reverend Jay, kudos.
Yeah, good
really,
job.
Really, really good. Very, very good. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller. That's calling in from 832 with a prefix of 275. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
I'm doing great. What's your first name?
Neetu.
Neetu. And how are you doing, Neetu?
I'm good. I just asked y'all, and y'all say you're doing great.
Okay, and you're calling from where?
From Texas.
Texas, okay. So,
yeah.
What can we do for you?
I was just wondering, where do you see my romantic life going?
Your romantic
life? Do you see
life.
Somebody coming in, or have I met or somebody?
Well, here's the thing. Do I see somebody coming in now? No. Have you already met somebody? The answer is yes. You actually have met somebody who you and I'm going to say you haven't dated him. It's somebody that
mm-hmm.
you met who you took a shine to or a liking to. Took a shine
mm-hmm.
to. Where does that come from? That's like something my
grandmother
said. That's
an old-timey saying.
Well, you know, I get my information from the angels, so I'm not saying my angels are old, but let's face it, they've been around a long time. But there was somebody you took a shine to, and
mm-hmm.
because of this, you were hesitant, or maybe they weren't available at the time. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because...
Well, is that going to go anywhere? Is that just like...
They're telling me... I'm getting from a very high source angel. He's saying, and I gave him a male energy, he's saying, be patient. Hold on. What made him unavailable was more than one thing. There was two
okay.
things that made him unavailable. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I don't know what made him unavailable.
Okay, there are
two
things.
I never discussed that with him.
Okay, there are two things. And what I'm being told is be patient. It will come in time. Don't force it because true love doesn't have to be forced. And you know who this person is.
I believe I do.
Yeah, okay. So be patient. Be you. Be who you are. Be the kind, compassionate person that's part of your soul. And they're also telling me that you need to learn to be more of who you are instead of trying to be who you're not. Does that make sense?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, very good. So their message to you is, once you become who you truly are, then they can truly love the essence of who you are, and that will be true love. But you
okay,
need to...
So they do see it possibly. If I understand, like, I have to be patient. And I know, like, I totally understand what you mean by the fact
okay.
that I need to be myself because I have been changing a little bit. But
mm-hmm.
I understand that. So
okay,
they
yeah.
do see it might turn into a relationship then, right?
Yes, I do believe that it. Let's put it this way. They're saying it has every possibility to not only turn into a relationship but to flourish. But first you have to be who you truly are and exhibit patience as well. And then things can come to fruition.
Okay. And just to double check, are you able to pick up on the initial or, like, how he looks to make sure you have the right person in mind?
I can only say I'm getting dark hair and I'm getting
okay.
a fuller face.
Okay. Like a fuller face, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, then that's I think I know you're talking about. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Does he wear glasses?
I've never seen him in glasses, but I don't know. If he wears contacts,
I'm seeing him in dark sunglasses.
Okay.
I'm
not sure about that. Okay. But yeah, he has dark hair and he has a fuller face. But like, I mean, we stopped talking for a while and we just recently started talking all over again, but more as friends
okay.
right now.
Like I said, there were two reasons that were holding him back, and they're not revealing what those reasons are because they're known to him. But
okay.
they are saying, be who you are, let your true essence come out, and also have patience. And this could be something that could go somewhere.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, sounds good. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling
thank
in, okay?
You.
All
thank
right.
you
God
so
bless.
Much. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Well, she was sweet.
She was sweet. I think I remember her calling in the past.
Me too.
That's a unique name.
That is a unique name. Well, there was somebody named, was it Neetu?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, might have been.
Neetu? I don't think there's more than one person with that name. I don't know.
Kind
of unusual.
Yeah, that is kind of different, isn't it? You're right. I bet you're probably right. There probably is one. You know, I passed you something. Did you read this?
I did read it.
Just give a little summary of that. Tell me what you think.
This is just an Atlantic City casino is suing 14 gamblers who raked in more than $1.5 million in winnings after realizing that 8 decks of cards had not been pre-shuffled and kept producing the same sequence of cards over and over. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. I think, can you imagine sitting at the back rack table?
And you're going,
to pick that
oh.
Place? Yeah, and you're like winning. And
but
you're
how do you,
five,
they can't sue them. How do you sue people?
Well, and it's the golden nugget, and they're suing them saying that the cards were supposed to have been shuffled,
but
and they
weren't.
And so the players started to recognize that the cards were all in a certain
right,
order.
Right, and
so
kept coming up
that
sequence
way.
Over and
yeah.
over.
And so they won millions,
yeah.
I mean, you know. And I don't think it's fair. I mean,
I don't know how
can.
They would have any grounds.
I think that the attorneys are suing that the game's definition says something to the effect of that it's a game of predetermined chance.
Right.
But that predetermined chance number changes when the decks aren't shuffled.
Well, right, they're saying
but
the game.
But that's an error
really.
On behalf of the casino. So I'm going to ask all our listeners, if you were at a casino
mm-hmm.
and you just won 7 or 8 hands of blackjack.
And you would keep playing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and does that make you wrong if you're like, wow, I think I see a rhythm here?
I know.
I mean, and then can you imagine thinking you won all this money and they said, oh, we're sorry, we didn't like the way the cards were dealt?
Yeah, I
we
don't think so.
Something on our end, so we're taking your money
and
away?
How did they prove that those were not pre-shuffled?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to tell you what, I would never go to the door with Golden Nugget now because to me, that's a small amount of money for what they rake in.
Right.
And basically what they're saying is even when you rent, so you could go play their slot machines. What are they going to say? Oh, sorry, the machine was broken when you won the $1 million jackpot.
So what they're saying is they don't want anybody winning big.
Right. So don't, and you know they do. When somebody's winning too much at some of these tables,
mm-hmm.
they'll come and say, okay, the table's closing.
But see, that's so messed up.
It is messed up. So I'm going to say this. I'm not happy with the golden nugget, and I just don't agree with it. So I'm going to say that. So you know what you got
to
do with it.
Shred it
Go
in the shredder.
That's yicky. Ooh. See, this is what we call Shredding Wednesday, okay? Some people like to call Wednesday hump day. I like to call it
Shredding Day.
It's a good day to shred.
Can we put cheese in there?
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Make
in a
shredded
pizza?
Cheese.
Oh, you know, I wonder if we could put the butter in there that we have to make the scones
with.
Oh.
Can you imagine this machine would be so clogged up?
I can imagine what my husband would say. What happened to the shredder? I don't know.
A little butter fell in.
Must have been the kids. That'd be so funny. I love it. Okay. So let's go and take another caller. What say ye?
Ye sounds grand.
Ye sounds grand. Okay, here we go. This is area code 615 with a prefix of 692. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a comment about what Reverend Jay had written, and I think it was absolutely wonderful.
Mm.
And I truly, truly believe the way he believes. Even though I was raised, I mean, like
right.
this straight Christian,
mm-hmm.
I do believe the way he believes. I've been able to see spirits since I've been small.
Right.
And I have a brother that is just very straight Christian, too, and I keep trying to explain all this stuff to him, and he just closes me right off.
You know, what I think it might not be bad for you. Go to the www.networkofchristianpsychics.com and go to the Learning Corner, and you will see Reverend Jay's article there, and it's the last article that was written, and maybe just print it out. You know, and or cut and paste it into Word and print it out. Show it to your brother because the truth is, what he's quoting there is actual. You know, he's right. These things come from the Bible. Angels are messengers of God. So why are we not supposed to listen to them if it specifically states in the Bible that we're supposed to listen to them? Correct.
Exactly. Correct. Exactly. And that's exactly how I believe in. And
yeah.
especially since I've had instances of, I lost my husband and my son. And so I've had instances where I've been trying to explain to my brother, well, my husband and my son are always around me. I feel them.
Of course.
I've seen my husband. And, I've had all kinds of messages, and my brother's just like, well, how do you know that's really them? And how do you know that's not something demonic that's just making you think that way? You have no way of knowing. But if I didn't feel comfort from that, I might, you know, think, okay, maybe it's not angelic.
Right.
But if you
However.
Don't have the fear, yeah, if you don't have the fear and you know it's comforting and it's done out of love because you can feel that,
Right.
And
also, don't forget what it says there in Reverend Jay's article, and also what I've said so many times on this show. When you can rebuke any healthy or demonic anything, just by saying in the name of Jesus, it must obey. So if you're ever unsure and you're saying, well, is this information not of a good source, or not from the angelic realm, you can say, I rebuke all evil and demons before you in the name of Jesus, and have them leave and be cast into the light of Christ. And I always say, where the words are spoken through the blood of Jesus, I rebuke, I know that they say that no demonic force could ever be present unless God wanted it to be. That is the only way. So you can say, I rebuke any unhealthy or demon soul through the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name, and it must obey, it must leave, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
You don't have to question. You say that, and you're good to go. And that's what I love about it. But we don't acknowledge anything here that's not on the angelic realm, period. Neither does Reverend Jay or Reverend Susie B. or Spiritualist Lori from the Network of Christian Psychics, because I know that they also all believe in the same thing. So, good for you. Now, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I was just wondering if you might have any messages from Spirit for me, just whatever might come to you.
You've not called in before?
You know, I think I have one time before, but I've been working so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I've been on any of the radio shows, so I can't remember.
I'm so glad that you tuned in to us tonight. Can I ask you a silly question? Did somebody have, like, prostate issues or lower intestine issues, something like that?
My husband, yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's the one that I was getting. And I do have a message for you, and I'm going to give it to you, and it's from the other side, if you will allow me to, if you're comfortable with that.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what I'm going to do, because I generally do this, I've said it so many times already, but I'm going to say it again. God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, saints, and angels, I ask that this reading be accurate and truthful and bring blessings to everyone. Please safeguard this reading and make sure that only God's purest and high helpers of divine light come through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And see, what I just did there is to make sure that only the best can come through. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But the message that I'm getting is from your husband, and he basically is just saying, and I'm just going to say it, exactly the way I'm getting it from him. He's saying, I love you so much. I have never stopped loving you. And I'm so sorry I couldn't be there to help you through the difficult times. This
Aww.
Is what I'm getting from him. And I also know that you speak to him all the time, and he's letting me know he hears you. He's with you. And I'm getting the smell of something, and I know this is going to sound kind of odd, but I have to say it. I'm getting a special scent, and it's not coffee, and it's not motor oil, but it is the oddest combination. Can you tell me what that is, please?
I don't know, because he used to work on cars a lot, and he used to love, he drank coffee 24/7.
Okay. It's the combination of the two, which is like, I'm thinking, is this a unique scent?
That would be a weird smell, yeah.
I'm getting motor oil. And I'm getting coffee, and this is his way of validating to you that it's actually him.
Correct.
And I didn't know how else to describe it other than that way. So this is his way to validate to you that he's come forward, just to let you know that he is a part of your life always and forever. And even though he had to bail earlier than either you or he ever anticipated he would, and by that bail I mean crossover, these are the words that I'm getting from him. I'm sorry. So
no,
I have to. Okay. He wants you to know he has never stopped, nor will he ever stop loving you and being there for you, and he wants you to be happy. Okay, now your son, he comes forward as well. I need you to know that they're together. They stand together. Your son, I'm assuming this is your son, dark hair?
It was brown.
Okay. He's with your husband. And your husband has his arm around his shoulders. And he's saying, we're good. We're good. And your son just kind of smiles sheepishly. And I don't know why it's a sheepish kind of smile. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay. All right. And so he's giving that kind of smile. Why is he smiling like that? Is that the way?
Well, if you could see some of his pictures,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of how he smiles in his pictures. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is something about a book?
I'm not real sure that it's a book. I have it's like a notebook thing
mm-hmm.
that my son had written some things in that
yes.
I pick up and read every now and then because it just,
yeah,
I'm
he's saying you
so much, but.
He's saying you have the book.
I do.
And he loves that. And he's so happy that you have that to read from him. And he's glad that there was something left there that you could read that could tell his feelings just because he felt, I guess, that you... Were there times he felt he couldn't talk his feelings? He couldn't express it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I know what you're talking about, but... Tim was my last baby, and so he and I were really, really close. I mean, the last time he went out of town with his girlfriend, he had tears in his eyes, and he said, I have to go say bye to my mom because I can't leave. You know, I love my mom. I can't leave without saying goodbye to her.
Of course.
You know, even just going out of town. And so, you know, we were just very, very close. So it's very, very hard for me to even deal with him being gone.
I understand. But here's the thing. He's not on the same realm as you, but
right.
he's still there with you. Understand that. He's not. He stands with your husband. They stand together. And I know this sounds weird, but I'm seeing, and I'm going to go here too. He talked about the book, and he's glad that you have that. I've got, you know, your husband. I mean, he validated that. Leather jacket. It appears to be a leather jacket. It looks like it was your son's.
Right.
Okay. Where's that jacket?
I believe that one is in a closet in my living room.
Okay. Does it smell like him?
You know, I'm not sure because it's been such a long time since I've taken it out. It's been... Oh, probably 4 or 5 months since I've taken it out of the closet. I'm not sure.
He's saying take it out of the closet.
Okay.
He loved that jacket, apparently. But
Yes, he did.
He loved that jacket. He loved that jacket. And he says, and I love you, Mom.
Yeah.
And he says, and I'm here for you.
And I know he is. He plays with my hair a lot.
Yeah. But he
always...
did when he was alive, too. He was
yeah,
always, like,
yeah.
coming up behind, right? Yeah, wasn't he?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would, yeah,
right.
he would always try to...
He was on yep.
Exactly.
And he's still alive,
yeah.
but on another realm. So,
right.
So
I no, and I understand all that. It's just so hard, me not just being able to just put my arms around him and...
I know, honey. But you want to know something that's really the biggest blessing of all? They were able to both come across and validate
yeah.
to you things that I would have no way of knowing. Only you.
Right,
would.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
so,
and I think, you know, I think maybe we can invent something that smells like motor oil and coffee together and get rich off of this thing. You know what I'm saying?
And that, you know what? That, I think you're probably right. I don't doubt
it.
Very
unique, to say the least. Very unique. So.
I love that. I absolutely love that. You know, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you tonight. And forgive me, what was your first name?
Brenda.
I don't think I asked
no,
you. And I just, it was such a nice, it's just a wonderful communication that you received tonight. Such a
yeah.
wonderful blessing of love from your family on the other side. And And what they're letting you know is that they will be there waiting for you. So not to fear that, but also to know that you have to live your life, and they know you are, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. They're saying that you, there are times you just stopped. You've stopped doing things that you need to do, and they are with you. They're having the time of their life being with you. They want to be with you to experience these things. You need to start living again.
I'll try. It's hard, but I'll try.
I know it's hard, but you know what? They're with you. They're with you. They're experiencing it. They want to see you laugh again like you used to laugh. That's what I'm getting. I mean,
okay.
It's so strong. Apparently, you used to have a very addictive laugh. Is this true?
Yes, this is true.
Okay. And they're saying, and your son's saying, Mom, I want to hear that laugh again. I want people to start laughing when they hear you laugh. And apparently that's what used to happen. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. Okay. That's very true.
Okay. That they want to hear this. If you know they're here, they're with you. You know, you can sit and have coffee with your husband in the morning. He's there. Okay, you can even put out a mug for him if you want. He's there.
Okay, that's awesome.
Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you so much for being such wonderful messengers.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank the angels, because really I'm just nothing more than a conduit. That is all I am. So God bless you for taking the time. You were definitely guided here tonight, and
yes.
I'm glad you're able to come on the show.
Thank you so very much. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Now, God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, and on that note, I'm going to take a little break because it always
Yeah, you need one.
When we cross over. We'll be back in two.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. Cause I feel I'm drowning.
to the Christian Psychic Cafe. You know what? That song was specifically for Brenda because I like the part, and it was Train called Calling All Angels, but I specifically like the part where he says, I need a sign to let me know you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was got a blessed message that came from the angels, and all the glory to God for that, because that was so neat that that message came through.
That was
her.
Neat.
And I think
and it sounded like it was something she needed to hear.
Yeah. So that was really, really, you know, that was really
That cool. was awesome.
Love that, love that. Okay, so going with Shred Wednesday.
Yeah, I have
no
something.
Way to segue from that to this, but
I know, it doesn't really go together.
No, it doesn't. But you know, we whenever we find like a really bizarre story or something odd during the week, we have to put it out there.
Yeah.
So you have one.
Okay, I have one that in the UK they set up this 6-foot-tall life-size figure named PC Bob, and he looks like a police officer. Okay. And he was placed in Sainsbury local store to deter shoplifters. Well, it was stolen, which is interesting because they're trying to deter shoplifting. Somebody stole him, and now they're setting him up all over the place, all over the UK, and putting pictures of him, I'm assuming, on Facebook.
Yeah. Isn't that great, though?
That's so funny.
I think it's hysterical. Now, that is just so something that couldn't you see? No, I mean, these teenagers going in, here's this cop they're trying to persuade people not to steal. They steal the cardboard.
Uh-huh.
I mean, can you imagine how much fun?
Oh, and they have him set up all over the place. It's apparently he went to several parties, too.
But, you know, and if you recall, my daughter and her friend made a video of a banana.
Mm-hmm.
They borrowed a banana suit, and they made a video of this banana. And people love this kind of thing, and they all were watch. So they had the banana going into like an ice cream store asking for a banana. So
mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun and silly, but they were also the banana was on the side of the road and said honk if you love bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the woman, there were two people, and the one woman was looking at my daughter who was doing the filming,
mm-hmm.
and ran into the car.
Can you imagine how embarrassing would that be?
And both of the girls were like mortified. And then she said, "Oh, all you saw was the banana and me running away." No one was hurt. There was no damage, but it was just
that's funny.
You know, the banana had to do the walk of shame. So you gotta love it when they put these in the social media,
right?
But I'm gonna tell you, you know exactly where they were standing from the video they took. So I'm thinking if these people have not found these Facebook thieves, it's
well, obviously they set him up wherever they are, but they probably don't have people with them.
No, they don't. But you know, if that store has video,
I know.
I would think they're not trying too hard to find.
Well, that's kind of funny.
So is that a shredder?
I like it.
I like it too.
We won't shred that one.
That's not a shredder. I've got this one that this comes. They found a bottle in the water off the found east of Shetland Island in Scotland's northern coast.
Mm-hmm.
It was there were 1,890 bottles released at one time in 1915 as part of a government experiment to map the undercurrents of the seas around Scotland. Okay. Only 315 have been found, but this is amazing. This one is the oldest message in a bottle ever recovered, and it is 98 years old.
Wow.
And I just think it's kind of neat.
That's
because,
neat.
You know, you know that old romantic story where somebody
yes.
puts a note to
mm-hmm.
a lover in a bottle, or some of these, you know, seafaring men who didn't know if they'd ever see their family again, and they wrote these beautiful notes. And it's possible for them to have survived and wash up on shore.
Yeah, somebody will get them, I would think.
I think it's so neat. It's just so neat. So that's pretty cool. Huh?
That is cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. And I just
so it went from Scotland, and where did it end up?
It went from, let me see here, the bottle found east of the Shetland Island off Scotland's northern coast.
So it stayed in Scotland.
It stayed in Scotland. So it must
so
have
just kept circling.
I want to know what kind of cork was in that sucker. Because
the Loch Ness
you know.
Monster probably okay. swallowed it.
Inside each bottle, a postcard asks the finder to record the details of this discovery and promises a reward of a sixpence. Unfortunately for Libra, the coin no longer exists. The Scottish government says bottle 646B was released on June 10th,
mm-hmm.
1914 by Captain C.H. Brown of Glasgow School of Navigation as part of a scientific research specially designed to sink downward and float close to the sea.
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
Cool.
I just think that.
So it didn't go very far, though.
No, and it says the watertight glass bottles contained a postcard, and basically just got sent back to the director of the Fishery Board for Scotland with this reward.
Interesting.
Interesting, huh? That's not a shredder either, because that's
no,
kind of
that's
cool.
A nice
not
one.
Not spread that one. That's a nice one. Okay, you know what we need to do?
Take another caller.
We're going to take another caller right now. Now, I don't think we took this one yet. Because we don't have a producer, I have to remember that because
I
just take them in line, you know. So, and then this one, it opened and then it closed. Let's try it again. Hold on, let me
get
it open.
No, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, no, leave me alone. It for some reason it doesn't want to open. It's open now. Caller, you're from 561 with a prefix of 247. Are you on the line? And it just went mute again. Let's try it one more time. Hello, caller. 561-247? Okay, it just went mute again. So we're going to go to the next caller, so maybe they don't want to talk. We'll go to the next caller, and this could just be a Block Talk Radio issue. We've had them before, and every single call is going back to mute right now.
Oh, that's weird.
Every single call, so it's let's see what I can do. Okay, everybody, I'm going to pull the studio down, but I am not going to break the connection, and I'm going to re-log in.
That scares me.
No, I'm not going to break the connection. Hopefully all those callers will automatically come back in, so I'm not breaking the connection, so it shouldn't, but let me try this and hope that this works. If it doesn't work, you will all hate me for all of eternity, and I will feel awful and cry my eyes out. Okay, let's see. Trying, we're opening it up again. We sometimes, from time to time, have technical difficulties here on the show. I've got the chat room back open again. It's opening. And now let's give this a shot. We're going back, and I'm hoping it's working. Good old Block Talk Radio. Gotta love it. Okay, is this 561-247? You're live on the air. And it just went to mute again. Ay, ay, ay. All right, let me try this one. Let's try this one. We're going to 704-806. If it works. If it doesn't work, I will try logging on and off again because I'm getting the exact same thing again. This is the weirdest thing ever. I've never had this problem, folks. I'm sorry. I don't know quite how to fix it. I'm going to log out and log back
still
in.
Still doing it, huh? That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't lost the lines, but it's not. I'm going to try going through a different browser now, which typically does not work as well, but sometimes.
You just can't open any calls. That's so strange.
No, what it does is it just goes back to mute. Well, and you know, God bless Blog Talk Radio, because I had a problem with them there for a while. Remember?
Right.
And they fixed the feedback. It was
mm-hmm,
the Blog
mm-hmm.
Talk line. They fixed it all, as everyone can hear.
See, so we needed another problem, apparently.
Apparently. We and now they're, yeah, they must be having something wrong with their server. So, let me try one other thing here.
Well, in the meantime,
I
could just talk to you.
Or I could sing.
That would be frightening. Don't do that.
I got the chat room open again. And somebody told me to sing.
I said, no, that would be frightening.
and it truly would be frightening. Okay, so I got the chat room open. So I'm hoping that by getting the chat room open, I'm going to be able to get these callers on. So we're going to go back to 561 and say a prayer. Let's see. Now it's spooling. It's just not opening.
Just let it sit there for a second. Maybe
okay,
it'll
561, are you on the air?
Hello.
No, and then it shoots over to mute again. Okay, let me think about this. Hold on.
Bring out your technical brain cells.
I'm asking Archangel Michael for help because he's good with this.
Hopefully he's technologically technological.
Hopefully.
Okay. That is very strange.
That is strange.
Bizarre.
Okay. Area code. Oh, it did it again. It's doing it for every single caller.
Strange.
It's shooting them right over.
It's telling you, go watch the election.
You know, I'm beginning, you know, I hate to say this, folks, but I cannot continue the show if I can't talk to people.
You can talk to me.
Well,
as fascinating as that is.
We will, I have two other things I did want to talk about, and I'm hoping I can, let me try something else. I'm going to go to a very, very short...
yeah, go to a song, and then we can mess around with it.
But I'm not going to sing because Jessica...
Because I will cry.
She will cry. Okay, now, we all know that I have several songs that I really like, but this one that I'm going to play is specifically because it is a Katy Perry song. It's one that is very near and dear to my heart because I do have and know a lot of people who suffer from cancer. And why I like this Katy Perry song so very much is it her video, her MTV video, was just so, so cool. And it's about letting your inner light shine. And
mm-hmm.
she also was at a cancer hospital and did a segment on that.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Really good, yeah. But it kind of goes to Jay's article where that there's a belief that if your mind can think it and put it out there, it creates the words and it creates the actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. So I probably didn't quote him right, and I'm going to get an email. But, you know, I know he loves me, so it's okay. All right, I'm going to go to song. I'll be back and hopefully with the problem fixed. Or maybe we can't even go to song.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, joy.
Well, I'll just pretend I'm Katy Perry and sing. No, not Christmas song.
Okay. I can't sing?
No, I sing the Katy Perry song.
Cause baby, you're a fool.
Oh, is that the one?
No, I can't sing Ortha Darn. My mother, honestly, you think I'm all kidding. My mother told me, honey, please, you're throwing everybody off. Lip sync Happy Birthday. It's bad, I'm telling you. It's just not something to be proud of. Okay, we're trying one other thing here, and if this doesn't work, this is my last...
Your last ditch attempt.
Well, you know, there is something on here that allows us to get help right away, urgent help. I think it's called Blog Talk Radio.
Urgent help.
Ambulance, yes. I'm going to try and get that right now. I'm going to put a help ticket through.
Help.
in the meantime,
please
Jessica,
help
you
us.
Go ahead.
This is
a very telling poem. I hope Jay is still listening.
This is called Angel in My Pocket.
There's a reason.
There's a reason there's an angel in my pocket? Okay. I am a tiny angel. I'm smaller than your thumb. I live in people's pockets. That's where I have my fun. I don't suppose you've seen me. I'm too tiny to detect. Though I'm with you all the time, I doubt we've ever met. Before I was an angel, I was a fairy in a flower. God himself handpicked me, and he gave me angel power. Now God has many angels that he trains in angel pools. We become his eyes and ears and hands. We become his special tools. And because God is so busy with way too much to do, he said that my assignment is to keep close watch on you. When he tucked me in your pocket, he blessed you with angel care. And then he told me to never leave you, and I vowed always to be there. That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
And I'm going to say who the author is.
The author is Virginia Ellis.
Now, I don't know what that means, but Jay might know what it means.
Is that a relative of his?
Could be. I'm not saying that.
I know his name is Ellis.
You're not supposed to say his name on air. Oh, no. Now Jay's, it's all over for Jay. Oh, poor Jay. We'll miss him.
I'm sorry.
We knew him well. I don't think he's going to be mad. Okay, I just sent a help ticket through, and we're hoping and saying with a short prayer that.
And do they respond that quickly? We'll find out.
We're going to find out how quick they respond because at least I did get the chat room back open, so that's already something, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to some of our peeps here in just a minute.
Peeps.
I said peeps, didn't I?
You said peeps. I love peeps. You know the yellow peeps.
I happen mm-hmm. to know. I happen to know somebody whose significant other handles those.
What does that mean?
I can't say.
Significant other handles peeps?
Somebody I know whose significant other works with peeps.
Works with peeps?
Yes.
Like at the peep factory?
Yep.
No way.
Yep. I know. And I said, can I fall into a vat of them?
And they're all, there's so many colors now.
No,
they have purple peeps.
Okay, what is the best way to eat a peep?
When it's stale.
When it's stale, exactly. So you rip it open and you let it
stale.
And
you let
it
sit there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my kids are like, that is bizarre, and I do not understand why you're doing that. But that's what we did.
Well, it's just like eating a toasted marshmallow. It's having the nice crunchy on the outside, but soft and gooey on the inside.
Right.
Right?
And it's so good. And you know, I have actually thought of, not that I'm the Easter Bunny, because the Easter Bunny is real, but maybe the Easter Bunny could open up the peeps before the
kids. Oh, yeah, and pre-stale them for us.
Pre-stale them, yes. Like, I used to buy Regina Pizza. Regina Pizza is like the best pizza. It's on the north end in Boston, and it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one here in the mall for a while, and it's always some pizza's better the next day.
Right.
So we used to go and buy the pizza and then put it in the fridge so we could cook it again, heat it up the next day. Cause it was
interesting.
Better. Which is really sad. I don't.
But, you know, Italian food is better the next day.
Because, you know, all the juices.
All the grease together, floats away.
It tastes so good. That's exactly what it is. Exactly. You know, I was reading something about, you know, what restaurants sell food for and how the market.
What
is.
Restaurants sell food for?
Yeah. Like in other
so
words,
that people can eat it?
No. they say here, okay, 20 products with high markups.
Okay.
So they say, what's harder to digest? Movie theater popcorn has an average markup. How much do you think they mark up movie theater popcorn?
Probably so ridiculous, I can imagine.
I can imagine, too. Guess how much? 1,000.
You didn't let me guess.
Okay, go ahead.
1,000%.
1,275%.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
It's absolutely crazy.
And I don't even like popcorn, so psh.
Neither do I. Neither do I at all.
Yes, you do. You love popcorn.
Well, I don't like popcorn, movie theater popcorn, because it's really fattening. I like the light popcorn from Orville Redenbacher that has the pop-up bowl, because is that not genius? I mean, come on. Okay, for lazy people, you don't even have to take out a bowl. It's like the coolest thing in the world.
You mean the little pouch that it comes in?
Yeah. All right, now, because there is a God, and Archangel Michael is with us always, and I did ask for his help. 561 with a... Now, I'm telling you, I think this person is putting themselves on mute.
Well, maybe try the next person.
Okay.
Because that would just be too strange. Maybe we just have a group of people that don't want to talk.
No. You hit a certain keypad if you want to talk, and it stays lit up. So now I'm with area code 704, and it just went, it did it again.
It's obviously some weird glitch.
There is some weird glitch, but I was able to open this one, and it stayed open for a while. People don't know it. I've been testing it the whole time we've been talking.
Oh, have you?
Can't you tell how distracted I've been?
Yes, because I feel like I'm talking to myself.
But you do talk to yourself. Okay. How about area code 615 with an extension of prefix of 692? Are you on the air?
Hello?
Are you there, 615 with a prefix of 692?
I think everybody...
But they're not getting muted. I think, and I'm going to tell you what seems to be happening. Everyone who pressed keypad 1, theirs will only open for a second. It goes back.
Oh.
But this person did not press keypad 1. They did not want to talk. Therefore, they're not talking, although they can hear everything. So I bet you Blog Talk Radio has a programming glitch.
Oh, so everybody presses keypad 1, get muted.
So 615 with a prefix of 692, can you just say hello so we know you're there? Disguise your voice. Pretend you're a bunny. Moo? Bark? Act like a piece of licorice?
They're pretending to be the invisible man.
Okay. Well, we'll mute you, but their line that was open and stayed open. So it would appear that only the people who called in who pressed keypad 1 are not being opened right now. And I have tried everything I can, folks. I put an urgent ticket through, and I have not gotten a response yet. Hold on here. Let me okay, they've received my request.
And are probably going to work on the problem, right?
Yeah. And that's what they're working on it. It says they're working on it.
Okay. Well, in the meantime.
In the meantime, let me tell you this real quick, okay? We're going to go to the chat room in a second. But,
yeah, you could do readings in the chat room. There you go.
There we go. Okay. This is the one that was the most, the markups, talking about markups.
Mm-hmm.
On food, the one that was most, how much do you think bottled water's markup is?
Well, it's got to be a lot. It's water in a bottle.
Water that's
it apparently
I get cool when I drink, yes. And guess how much the markup is?
Well, popcorn was 1,000, so probably 2,000.
4,000%.
Oh, my goodness.
4,000%. Salad bar items are marked up 350%, according
wow.
to Food Network magazine. Eyeglass frames, guess what?
Oh, how much?
1,000% markup. Now,
wow.
I happen to know this because at Canada Rec Shop, we used to we had a line of eyeglasses,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't very successful for us, so we closed it down. But it was interesting.
Huh?
Both on that end of the
well,
business.
Just figure. I mean, it's the lenses that cost. The frames themselves are should not be
well,
as expensive as
where
they
the
are.
Where the money was that I found out because you know people in measuring their eyes,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter whether there was a mistake made or not. If it's causing them headaches or a problem or whatever, you have to eat that lens.
Right.
So now you have to make another pair, and you send them out, and make another pair. But you're being charged, and some people go through four or five lenses.
Before,
and
yeah.
They go back to the eye doctor, and the doctor says, no, the script is right, and it got to be a little bit of a problem. And also, when you're doing rimless glasses,
mm-hmm.
oh, my gosh, they had a tendency to chip and chatter.
I believe that.
So, yeah, it was not good. Okay, are you ready? Hotel mini bars, what do you guess the markup
is? Oh, my
there?
Gosh, I know that's ridiculous. That's probably 4,000%.
Uh-huh. That is,
am I right?
100%. But you had the four right. You had the four bite. Right. Wine and champagne, guess how much?
100%.
400%. Huh. Okay, now this is something. You're all going to get so upset about this. Guess what the markup is on text messages.
A markup on text messages? You mean that what you're paying for texting?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Between 6,000 and 10,000.
Oh my gosh!
Is the markup? So these companies are making buku dollars. I just
wow. But most people have unlimited texting.
Yeah, well, but whatever they're paying, they're still paying more than the cost it
right.
is to deliver the
right.
product and or service.
Wow.
Greeting cards, 200% markup. That's
wow.
not so bad.
200%.
200%.
That's
not
quite
bad.
A profit.
It is. Designer jeans?
50%. Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm reading. They're just saying that they're grossly overpriced. They forgot to put the percentage here. How dare they?
And I guessed, and I might be wrong.
You're probably right. This is one we all have to pay for our kids' college textbooks.
Oh, those are ridiculous.
Yeah, they go up 200%. You know, but anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
That's
well, you know, everything in the world is marked up
but that's
ridiculously.
Icky, so you can shred this.
Yes,
this
that's a shredder.
This
well, it has
shredded.
A staple, though. We have to
okay,
take the staple
no.
out.
Oh, no, leave the staple in.
Shred the staple?
Well, let's see if it happens.
Okay.
On three and shred that. Cool. 1,275% for popcorn. Yeah, that's it. Shred away. Okay, well, now let's go to our chat room since nothing else seems to be working. Golly gee, you know, I really think maybe either Obama or Romney kind of rigged the...
That's what
radio.
I was saying. They want everybody to watch.
I think that's...
Well, look, if everybody in the chat room asks a question...
Right, exactly.
Then you could do that.
Okay, so let's see here. Let's see if it... Because it's weird to... I'm going to ask Susie Q to go ahead and retype in red the questions because... It's very difficult to scroll
yeah.
up, as we've all discovered. There's no way I can do it otherwise. Okay. I've got a message here, and I'm not going to read it out loud, from Georgia. And I'm going to say A, Yahoo, and B, do contact me so that we can schedule a date for your return, because I'm very happy to hear that that is taking place. That's a good thing. And I would very much, let's see, I'm not getting any questions typed in red. That's how I can see them, because they scroll.
Mm-hmm. Well, give her a chance to type them.
This is the most bizarre thing.
Do, 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 do.
Okay. All right, wait.
Oh, no.
This is one for Jessica. Okay. While we're waiting, this is a Jessica one.
Why is this mine?
I don't know. It was so hideous.
That's rude. This isn't mine.
Okay. You read it.
I'll read it, but it's not mine.
So, Jessica, go ahead. She would.
Okay. This is once bitten. Woman who chomped. Why am I reading this? Woman who chomped off boyfriend's testicles back in court for breaching non-contact order after he took her back. He took her back. A mother who was jailed for biting off her partner's testicles has been back in court after the pair rekindled their romance. Martin Douglas required emergency surgery and 19 stitches to reattach his scrotum after the drunken assault by his then-girlfriend, Maria Topp. But after rekindling their unlikely romance, Topp says she was stabbed in the back. What? She was stabbed in the back by Mr. Douglas after he reported her to police for breaching her restraining order. He stabbed her. And she bit off.
And doesn't that take a set of kahunas? Oh, well, she's got an extra set, so there you go. See, this is what happens. This is how low we get on the show when nothing works. Is that unbelievable?
That's ridiculous. People are ridiculous. Is this the couple?
Mm-hmm. That is the couple.
She looks like a man.
She does. I think she has four sets now. I don't know. Two sets.
He just wanted his, too.
I know. Yes. I think, yes.
That's bizarre. There's so many bizarre things that happen in the world.
I would say there are way too many weird things, but that's a shredder one.
That is definitely a shredder.
We're going to